Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good day today. We will start with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for what a beautiful day it is today, too. Thank you for this time we have to spend with your word. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So today we start our second missionary journey with Paul. Let me bring up the map again. Okay, this is the map, and we're in Antioch right now, and shortly we're going to be heading to, he's going to go through Tarsus and Derbe on his way to Lystra. Lystra is the first place it mentions. I'll bring up the verses here in a second. And we left off at Acts 15:36. So here's Acts 15:36, and we'll just get a head start here. And some days after Paul, remember back from Friday's, they had just gotten left Jerusalem, and they are back up at Antioch, and they just got the written word and the letters from the council at Jerusalem about how we're going to treat the Gentiles when it comes to their relationship with the Jews, and that we weren't going to require them to do some things like circumcision, but they came across these items that they feel that all should follow. So here we are back in Antioch, and some days after, Paul said unto Barabbas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do." And so they're getting ready to go and head to some of the places they were during their first missionary journey. Let's see if we're getting out. Just realized I'm not sure we're getting out.
Antioch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Paul said. Yeah, we're getting out. Okay. It looks like I was working there for a minute. And so, when Barabbas determined to take with them John, remember John Mark, who left them when they were up in. Well, you're going to make it here in a minute. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to thy work. I guess Paul had his concerns about John Mark. And in review, John Mark was actually the writer of the Gospel of Mark. So I wonder if back in my mind that, don't really know why Mark left in the first place. But I know Paul, it concerns him that maybe he's not going to be a good asset going forward. But I will reiterate that it was back in Acts 13:13. I'll just review that real quick. And here we are. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came into Perga and Pamphylia. And John departed from them, returning to Jerusalem. And again, we don't know exactly why. But we do know that they do at some point make up. And it doesn't really say in the Bible when, but Paul is reflecting back, and I got a couple of verses here. And the funny thing is that some of this was even mentioned yesterday. We were studying Timothy last night, so it was kind of interesting that I was preparing this yesterday, and last night I'm listening to the sermon. I'm saying, "Oh, we're going to be in the same part of the Bible today." There's a few other verses from Timothy that you're going to sound familiar. But here we are at Timothy 4:11, 2 Timothy. Paul is talking to Timothy, and he's telling him about wanting to see Mark again. And this is when Paul is in Rome, and he's reflecting back that only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him here, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And so that verse kind of indicates that at some point, Paul and Mark made up. And there's one more verse from Philemon. It kind of reflects that, or it says, Marcus is another way of saying Mark in the Bible. And Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. So you see at this point that whatever it was, wasn't bad enough that it ended their association forever. And they did get back together at some point. Except we don't know where, it doesn't really say. So back to where we were in Acts. Next is Acts 15:39. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. And so Barabbas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren under the grace of God. And just Silas is a new character that comes on the scene. He is, if you remember correctly, he came up with them from Jerusalem, and he decided to stay and continue with the ministry. So Paul, he was a trusted person from the apostles down in Jerusalem, thought it would be good to take him with him. And actually, Paul and Silas, as we'll see as we go through this second missionary journey, really have quite a relationship, and they pretty much cover together through this whole journey. It's a pretty good long one. And you don't hear anything about them after this journey, so it's kind of interesting that they seem to have a really solid friendship going, but after this particular journey, he never talks about them again. Excuse me. One more reference I found to Silas that I thought I'd mention is, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us. Well, this is in 2 Corinthians 1:19. Even by me and Silvius, which is the same as Silvius, and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. This is kind of an interesting reflection on Silvius and also Timothy, as we'll remember from last night. If you saw the message last night, we talked a lot about Timothy. Oh, Pastor Lewis did. So interesting service last night. If you want to catch that out, it's on Facebook, and I'll have it up on the website later today. So it was interesting to see that Paul really thought of these two men as being really positive for the. That's kind of what he means by was not yea and nay, but in him was yea, meaning he was always positive for the gospel. He was quite a devout person. So I thought I'd mention that about Silvius. So back to Acts 15:41. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. And this is the part where he went through Tarsus, which is his hometown, and through Derbe. And the Bible doesn't say much about that they did much there, except this verse it says, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. So I think he stopped at the different churches there, but he didn't have going to this next verse, he told them about his main purpose was to pass on this new revelation from the council at Jerusalem. So here we are in Acts 16:1. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed what his father was a Greek. And as we found out a little bit last night, we found out a little bit about that relationship. And I learned something last night, actually. I didn't realize that that it was actually the women in Timothy's life that was more influencing him in the ways of the Lord than his father was. And I'll just review a few of those verses. Like I said, I was listening last night, and I realized that he was going over some of the same verses that I'm going to go over. So here are in 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 2, and we see how much Paul really has a deep heart for Timothy. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. And you see by that verse that he really felt a closeness to Timothy. He wasn't his biological son. You know, Paul never married or had any children, but he sure felt that way about Timothy. And then in 2 Timothy 1:5, we have that he's remembering back, and this is where he mentions his mother and his grandmother. When I call to remember the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. And that's a really good testimony of being brought up in the way of the Lord. And hearing that sermon last night too really, really set it in my heart too to realize how important a proper education is as we grow up. But it even as he mentioned last night, the influence of his father didn't really sway his belief, that his grandmother and his mother were insistent. And one more reference I got here of 2 Timothy 3:15, and it kind of reflects exactly what I was just saying. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. So I think that's pretty much as far as Timothy for now. We'll talk more about Timothy as we go along. But now he's joined the group, and so there's three of them. Then we got Paul, Timothy, and Silas. And today we're going to end here at Acts 16:2, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Basically confirming that Timothy was a good choice in the ministry to go along with him. And from what I understand, he was fairly young too. I found this little neat little picture, which I'll probably use for my next start. I got a few pictures of Lystra. Looks like some cave homes. This is when I looked up Lystra. This is what they showed as to be some dwelling places. Looks like caves built into the rock. Yeah, I thought I'd pick this picture, kind of showing the three of them heading off. It's kind of a neat picture too. Of I thought there's young Timothy with Paul and Silas waving goodbye to his mother and his grandmother. And so on that note, that's all I really have for today. So here's the three men, and they're going to be heading off to the next adventure. And we will end today with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. And thank you for the words that, words of Paul. And we now we get introduced to Timothy and Silas. And looking forward to what else you can show us on our journey, on Paul's journey as we go forward. May everybody have a blessed day. And that we'll all be thinking about you And I just want to reflect some of the things we talked about as we talked about last night, that you show us the person you have in mind to lead our church going forward, and that you can help us to find the right man to do the job, to be our next shepherd as we move forward at Florence Baptist. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and we look forward to who you have in mind for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. You all have a great day.